Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, motherfucking Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. That's numero uno for our Hispanic sister and brethren around the world. Shout out to Xander Dames, my first co-host of this show. This is Jennifer Muse, or Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and James Muse.
How's everybody doing?
Together we are Jenny and the Muse. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We have a great show for you today, as always. And check us out, of course, James Real Talk on the Block, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And everywhere you can find, just Google us. This show is produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Those wonderful, sweet, sweet people pay for this show. I wonder who the fuck they are. Oh, wait, that's us.
Us.
Anyway, syndicated. Our show is syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, Tune In Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and GeoSavin.
All right. All right.
If I pronounced that last one, you've been fucking right. I'm not sure. Bands and/or artists that we manage. Hair in my mouth. Never a good thing. Potty Mouth. Let's see, our buddy's Potty Mouth, shout out to the band. They're amazing. They're funny as hell. They wear costumes and everything, so check them out. We have Black Sabbatha. That's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute. SoCal Wreckers, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. Aussie Train, that's a female-fronted Aussie tribute from the Randy Rhoads era. There is Mortis, the Devil's Reject. Mortis and the Mortis Doll Dancers featuring Lillian Sin and Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Cinder. Lillian, by the way, is starring in a few movies. Two movies coming up. The director is James Balsamo. Check them out. Acid Bath Productions. Go check out their line of movies. They've got a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, horror.
It's like, you know, the awesome, like, old school 80s horror type stuff. He's got one, I believe, Hollywood Vampire or something, that stars Andy Dick.
Oh, yeah. They got him in makeup on Facebook.
We love Andy Dick. Yes, so go check out James Balsamo's page, Balsamo. Great stuff going on. So Lillian is doing lots of awesome stuff. Check out Mortis, the Devil's Reject. He also has projects going on, including music for soundtracks of some of James's movies and other movies upcoming as well that are coming out over the next year or something here. Let's see. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile.
What's up, Cleaver?
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Carlos Cleaver and the boys. We love you guys. Hope to see you soon. Can't wait for this fucking COVID to be over. All right. We also have Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, who just opened up for Charros of Rock at the, what was it? Oxnard, what's that
arts
called?
Arts.
Oh, yeah, Arts. Pacific Art, what is it? trying to think what that is. PAC. Just look up Oxnard PAC or something. It's PACC. Performing Arts Center. Check it out. That's in Oxnard. They have the Canyon has an event, has a whole thing going on there. And then we have Side Effect and Burn the Ships from up in Bakersfield, California. Yeah. As well as Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare from the Hollywood LA area. Shout out to all our bands and artists. We also have God damn it.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
I know. Sorry, Baz. I'm sorry. I'm trying to, yes. I'm going to say it. We'll get right to you. I'm just trying to make quick announcements really, really fast so we can get to our guests. we have bars and venues that we work with regularly. Baz Francis has actually played at some of these venues for us.
Yeah.
So amazing places. We hope they're all still open after the COVID's fucking over.
Of course they are.
Five Star Bar, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova. We miss you guys. Hope everything's good. Hope you know you're safe. Hope that you can be able to return to normal and open back up. Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Owner Peter Partillo. We miss you and hope everything's good with you. I just drove by there the other day. Universal Bar and Grill.
That was a good place. I like it.
Yeah, Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer, shout out to Greg. We also have the Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. And that's Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays with Nick Foco. I hope everything goes back to normal after this is over and done. And he has a tribute band called Nightmare. He's the lead singer. It's a tribute to Alice Cooper. And I think that pretty much wraps up our shit. Anyway.
it's time for the guest.
Yeah. This, just quick mention, this episode is dedicated to the life and times of Stephanie Lynn Shepherd. May she rest in peace.
This is my wife's best friend.
Great co-host to my old radio show. But let's go on to happier, more fun things. We're going to talk to our guest today, Baz Francis. Hell yeah, from Mansion Harlots, as well as Magic 8 Ball. And what? And you had another project? And plus, you're a solo artist.
Plus, I'm a solo artist.
He's a songwriter. He does everything.
I'm a triple threat, just a triple musical threat, because I can't really dance.
He'll be back eventually.
Temporarily. Let's always add that word.
Yeah. LA's at home.
It is. And it was great to see you the other week. I was
amazing to see you. Yeah. We were so happy.
Good.
Yeah. Really made me feel really made me feel good, and just a further confirmation that is home. And that's the thing. Like, when we didn't get a chance to do this in person, I said to you at the time, it'll be nice in a few weeks that we'll get to catch up, you know, and do some FaceTime. So it's kind of worked out nicely. It's, you know, pretty unfriendly around these parts. And the music scene is not like it is in LA. I genuinely think there's a great community for music in LA. And a lot of the criticism it gets for being snobby is largely misplaced, because there's a lot of people like yourselves who are keeping that torch burning for a lot of these venues, and it's the heartbeat of the city. So I really believe that.
Thank you.
And I was supposed to be playing Petey's for you in April, but COVID had other plans.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be other times.
You've played for us at the Five Star Bar.
and the Universal Bar and Grill.
Universal Bar and Grill, yeah. Three of our venues.
And
did you play at Rainbow?
I haven't done the Rainbow with you. I have done the Rainbow previously, though. I miss it terribly there. I miss you guys. But, you know, it's a temporary move, and I'll be back at Christmas as well. That's keeping me. Yeah, me too. It'd be great to see you again. Because that's the thing about, you know, we're talking about connecting via FaceTime and all that stuff, but there is really something to be said about hugging someone. And I think there's this universal feeling of loss at the moment for that emotion being hugged. People want to feel that again. They don't want to get another thumbs up on Facebook. They want to feel, you know, that body warmth. Yeah, that's my belief in you.
I agree.
But yeah, and it'll be nice when normality resumes to the world. You know, they've actually just announced at the O2 Arena in London. They're doing the first socially distanced gig, so it's. Okay. The London equivalent of Staples Center. And so it's a big old place, and they're going to do it indoors but separate. And I think that's later this year with the band Squeeze.
That's good.
So, that's cool. And, you know, I just hope that there's a trickle down from that and places can start hosting again, because in LA there was a lot of closures and a lot of people were having to adapt. I think it's brilliant that you're keeping on doing the show, you know, from home, because it just it gives people entertainment, and I really think that there's such power in that. I think we've all learned recently that when the world's ending, as it seems, it's not politicians that we turn to for you know, that feeling of joy and relief. It's artists, whether they be filmmakers or musicians or painters. We need that stimulation, and you're bringing it to a lot of people. And, you know, it's going to be benefiting their mental health as well, which is great.
Exactly.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I mean it. So, you know, and I know I've got to sort of address the elephant in the room, which is, you know, if we would have, you know, not, you know, wanted to do this show, but I think it's the professionalism you have to go on regardless. And I think your friend would be intensely proud of you for having that stamina and for having that want to bring joy to people. I'm not saying that I'm the source of the joy, but, you know, the show in general. Some people want to hear conversations. Maybe they've been at home all day by themselves and they want to hear some friends chatting, which is what this is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting a bit of feedback off my voice?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I think it sounds good.
Okay, I'm getting a bit of what's it called? Christmas time will be I'm there to see family, which includes yourselves, and it will be it'll be good. It'll be a nice, it's a lovely temperature that time of year. You know, I'm from a country originally where we're used to it being very very cold then.
Right.
So LA Christmas New Year is just like pretty wonderful, because I still get to wear the coat, but I don't freeze to death. small blessings. But I was back in London last Christmas,
right.
And And yeah, it didn't feel like anymore. And that's disrespect. You know, I'm for all intents and purposes.
How long you been in LA?
It was 2 years in LA, 1 year here, and we're due back in hopefully 6 to 9 months. So we, you know, we've got to do what we've got to do to you know, keep the government happy and, you know, stay in the country. And, you know, Andrea's got her scholarship with the university here. So it's positive in that respect. Nice. I just wish more of the locals were friendly here. There, I have some lovely friends, don't get me wrong, but there's been a lot of unkindness in this neighborhood, and more fun and excitement in 2 days in LA last month, my first 2 days, than I did the rest of the year in Albuquerque. Oh, and
that's crazy.
And that's not a nice thing to say, because I don't look to be miserable, but you know, I think you can go to the most beautiful cities in the world, and if people are mean, you just don't care. And I really think that it's about human connection. You could go to a party and everyone can be beautiful, but if they're bitches, you know, you know, yeah, it's a complete turn off. And yeah, so I really believe in people power, and I've certainly noticed with people such as, again, to just check that, you know, everything's cool, and it's nice to feel missed, and it's nice to feel valued, because I'm watching a lot of people suffer at the moment because they're not being reminded that they matter, and they certainly do. So thank you again.
Thank you.
So
you too, to entertain the world with your music.
Well, thank you. And I was saying this to a friend yesterday, you know, it keeps me sane. Right. I do these videos and I, you know, have interactions with people, which, you know, with the void of actual human interaction is a pretty cool substitute. And yeah, it's really nice to disappear into the music at times, just get completely lost in it and forget the real world. And right. So a lot of people have been very sweet and grateful to me for doing these videos that I have done and sharing my music, but I tell them it's purely selfish. Because I'm doing it to keep myself sane, and I'm thrilled that other people might, you know, get something out of that too. But I wouldn't want to make myself out to be some sort of saint, because like with a lot of musicians at the moment, it's the one thing that sort of is the telephone line to the rest of the world. And can you imagine going through this pandemic?
Oh God!
No, and Netflix. Exactly.
I would go apeshit.
Exactly.
I feel bad for the families who, like, people have lost their jobs, or people who couldn't get unemployment, or for whatever reason, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of horrible stuff going on. You know,
yeah.
Families suffering, going without food. Sometimes some of the children, they rely on the school lunches. You know what I mean? And then they can't go to school, so.
And it's crazy because this we in the land of straight billionaires. Why are children starving?
Yeah. That's what I always say. There's always money for a war.
Right. Yes, always make a war, but not enough money to feed and house people and take care of them or whatever.
Yeah,
just give people some jobs or whatever the hell, you know what I mean?
I actually yesterday, I wished my friend good morning. Happy birthday in the morning. And in the evening, my phone alerted, and it was his family saying that he had passed away on his birthday.
We're so sorry.
Well, thank you. He was a sweet guy. So when I deal with sort of nonsense drama with people and petty shit, excuse me, I just think to myself...
Yeah, you can swear on the show.
Oh, okay.
We don't care.
When I deal with that kind of stuff, I think you do realize there are kids starving, a global pandemic going... There's a global pandemic going on, and people are dying... And you're worried about that. You know, I think it is quite sobering to remember that we're the lucky ones, you know. Right. To quote Blind Melon, every day above ground is a good one. And I think that's a pretty good way of looking at it. So I don't want to complain about my life too much because I'm very grateful that I have a roof over my head. And that's the thing, you've got to count your blessings, because if you just focus on all the other stuff going on, well, there's no hope and it's just bleak. And like I said, I don't get a kick out of being miserable. It's not.
I look for one good thing every day. I wake up in life or something. I like think about like the positive stuff that I do have in my life, you know what I mean? And I count my blessings and I'm like, you know, it could always be worse.
Well, I think
in a wheelchair, I'm crippled or whatever. I could be sick. I could have some horrible disease. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's all kinds of, it could always be a million times worse than what you have. You know, even when something bad happens to you, you know, I try to look at bright side of things too. Like, you know, that Monty Python song, always look on the bright side of life. You know what I mean? I freaking really do believe in that. Like, ever since I heard that song, like, I just started thinking, like, you know what? That's really actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about, like, even if you're having a really shitty day, try to think about one good thing. Try to be humble. Try to say thank you. You know what I mean? Be a good person, be a good friend. You know what I mean? Do the right thing as much as you possibly can. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. And I mean, case in point, the other day I got a parking ticket because I fell asleep in my car in a parking lot. Okay. And then when I got out the car, I realized I had two parking tickets. Right. And the guy who was giving it to me was some creepy weirdo from a sex site who wanted to get photos of me. And then I woke up and I said, Andrew, off to a good start already, because that didn't happen. So I kind of like
that. That was a good one. I like that.
But it's true. I woke up, but I told Andrea that I got two parking tickets. And she was like, you always do that. And I go, wait for the end of the story before you lecture me. But
that's funny as hell.
Right.
All right. So tell everybody about you and what you do, music and whatnot. You know?
Sure. I mean, to anyone who doesn't know who I am, my name is Baz Francis Duarte. I'm a solo artist, and I'm also a member of the bands Magic 8-Ball and Mansion Harlots. Mansion Harlots put out an album in December of last year called All Around the Fairground, and that was my fifth album. I have done three. We're currently working on some solo singles during quarantine and before start on album number 6, which is Magic 8-Ball album number 4.
Yay, that's awesome.
It's So how long you been in the music business? How long you been writing?
Since I was in my teens. I mean, the music business is what, I don't really know what that means anymore. When I was a kid, the music business was something that the likes of U2 were in. And now it's become such a vague term. But I've been writing music since I was 15. And I've been playing guitar since I was 14. So, and I'm 39 now. So I've been doing it for most of my life. And the beauty of it was, you know, I kind of realized that where I was originally from in England was kind of a small little scene slash clique. And I was ending up playing the same songs to the same people. So I started writing different songs. And then I started playing farther afield and then branching out into other European countries. And then eventually coming over to America, which later became home. And that's the brilliance of it. You know, a lot of my best friends I've met through music because I went outside of that little part of the world and went to see what was out there elsewhere. And when I first went to LA many, many years ago, I just fell in love with it. It was my place, you know, and as Angelina, as yourself, you know that the opportunities there for any artist are just infinite. And that's such a great attribute to the atmosphere as well. You never feel like you're far from a gig. And then you go to a town that's kind of in a state that's less modern, shall we say. And then you go, oh, wow, it really is this epicenter in LA. And but I also think it's important to remember that no one place is the be-all and end-all when it comes to being creative. Not every great act in history has come from LA. And you have to, you know, if you're living in Baltimore, but you're an artist, you've got to make that art where you are until you get to be where you want to be. And the thing with LA is it's a city of migrants like myself coming in, and that's the beauty on another level, is that it's this complete cultural melting pot. And and I really, really miss that. And I said as much to you in person when I saw you, that it was nice to sort of get back home and see people on the West Side who were of different religious faiths, different races, and it not be like a one-off. It was just nice that there was this natural diversity to it.
Growing up, who made you want to perform in music? Who made you say, I want to be in the music business?
Well, it was, I got into music through Marvin Gaye, but I got into playing music myself through falling in love with a British band called the Manic Street Preachers. And I wanted to be able to play guitar like James Dean Bradfield, who's also the singer. So I started learning the songs. And then I started learning this trick where you sing at the same time as playing guitar. And it was only meant to be a temporary measure until I found a singer. And as I kept playing Mansion Holistum, we were teenagers. So I used to have one little amp, and I used to have to try and sing over that and the drum kit. And because we lived in quite a secluded area, we didn't have neighbors. So I'm, you know, wailing away, and then get through to, you know, 10 years later, and I've actually got this like really strong and loud voice, and I really attribute that to not having a decent PA or neighbors in the early days. But when I was 16, I was at a friend's gig in London, just a small thing, and in between the bands, I was there with the original Mansion Harlots bassist. And I asked this drummer if he knew a Manic Street Preachers song. And I got up and I played. And I mean, I made every mistake under the book, you know, under the sun. But I remember coming off having suffered such ridicule in school for being a bad guitar player. I remember this great feeling of satisfaction that I had the nerve to get up and do that as a kid.
Yeah.
And that got me wanting to do that. And then the following year, Mansion Harlots had our first proper gig, and to play my songs on stage was just such a thrill. And then began the slow process of making Magic 8-Ball a reality. Right. And once I got that bug for performing, I didn't want to stop, because you get a thrill from it. But also there's something about that feeling when you finish a song or a show and you speak to someone and you realize that you have something in common. Like, I remember the first song I ever played for you guys was Don't Let Me Go On from my solo album. And if you watch back the video, you see JJ going, "Oh, I like that thing you were doing with your fingers, like in the choruses." And you went, and he started playing air bass, going dun 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 dun. And I told him that that was inspired by Parliament. And then we realized that we had that in common.
Right.
And all of a sudden, by virtue of the fact that I've gotten on an aeroplane and sung one of my songs, I'm in a situation where I'm making lifelong friends because of what it reminds them of, and what we have in common. So it's addictive for me on so many levels. And I can't see myself stopping anytime soon, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, let's play a song. Which one do you want to play first?
Do you want me to play it, or are you going to play the record?
You said whatever you want to do, totally up to you. Your choice.
I'll sing you a song. I've got my electric guitar with me. So much like my early days. Can you hear that clearly? Nope. How does that sound? Is that too loud?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Good.
That's good. Okay, let's just try something. So I'm going to sing a song that I wrote for the Mansion Harlots album. And this is called Poppy Bell.
For you should know that I'm hanging out beside you all the time. Seeing some things you will see when you're older, I'd rather see them with you. Cause I think you'd be digging on the very same things too. when it's dark and getting late, and you wrote a song to date. You're brighter than the solar system. I will always know a good reason to remind us so. If that's just as well that I've got enough to say and tell the pop bell. Seeing some things you will see when you're older. I'd rather see them with you. Not those very same things too. Flowers are where you got your name from. A bunch of what you became. I changed mine, but you and love me just the same. And at 6 years of age, we read from the same page. You're better than I'll ever be. Cause I will always know a good reason to remind us so. If that's just as well, I've got enough to say and tell it pop again. It's not what you've got from this time next year. The winter flowers have grown. And the stones that we toss on the pond that we cross, you belong to every season. Cause I will always know a good reason to remind a soul. If that's just as well, I've got enough to say and tell. It's just as well, I've got enough to say. That's just as well that I've got enough to say and tell if I'll be back.
Hell yeah. Good stuff. I was loving you play live.
Very nice.
Did that come through okay, levels wise?
Oh yeah. I think you sounded great.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, I was recording actually you mentioned Nightmare. I recorded a little cover video for my social media today. I did a cover of Welcome to My Nightmare by Alice Cooper. So,
I'll go share it.
Yeah, thank you. It's the I love this season. So Alice is the quintessential Halloween artist, I think.
Oh, he's just amazing.
He is.
Like I was saying, my friend Nick is the yeah.
I'd like to see them.
Oh yeah, they're great. You'd love them.
Yeah, I bet. I wonder if I saw their flyer once at Redwood Bar, because I saw an Alice Cooper tribute act.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's play another song.
You go for it.
Which one do you want to do?
Why don't you? Are you going to play the record?
Whatever you want to do.
Let me just give this thing a little tune.
It's not about what I want. It's about what makes you happy.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here we go. Since it's Halloween, I infused Magic 8-Ball song.
All right.
So I'm going to sing for you, Keep Me Out the Sunlight. The
lean on your pleasant. And where you've been, it's a wonder that you see anything. And what's outside, it's no wonder that you hide, but it's not far from where you are. When the skeleton's dancing in your closet tonight, the falls upon the fumbles put you upright. But I don't care what goes on out of sight, just keep me out the sunlight. You're looking up to me, and this degree I've controlled insanity, my deepest sympathy. And what to do when they're coming after you every night? Hey, you'll never sleep tonight. Learn how me and your trusty company stabs and zombies like that in their backs. With the skeletons dancing in your closet tonight, the bombs upon the floor will put you upright. Well, I don't care what goes on out of sight, keep me out the sunlight. Keep me out the sunlight. Keep me out the sunlight.
Yes, that was good stuff.
So, yeah,
well, I just looked and we only have like 4 minutes left. Holy crap, this went by really fast. Where can people find you? Where can you know your social media, band names? Where can find you? All that stuff.
Facebook, you. /, whatever it is. I Love Magic 8-Ball, Mansion Harlots, and Baz Francis Music. On Instagram, I'm Baz Francis 8. I'm also Baz Francis 8 on Twitter. You can find me on iTunes. And if all else failed, you can look me up on the Google.
All right.
The Google. He's everywhere.
Yes.
Unfortunately for some, I am.
You'll be, yeah. We don't care about pansy ass motherfuckers in New Mexico.
I know. Blue
Crimea River. You're wearing the same costume. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I had to do it. That was just too fucking funny.
It was funny.
Anyway, just check out Baz's fucking page on Facebook and you'll see why. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but just check it out. It's hilarious. Anyway, stupid little children shouldn't play in adults' play yards. Anywho, we're trying to be positive and have a great time and check out all of his music. Mansion Harlots. And that's H-A-R-L-O-T-S.
That's correct.
Okay, and then mansion, like a mansion, you know what I mean? So very Mansion well. Harlots or Magic 8-Ball. And 8 is spelled out like E-I-G-H-T. Check that out, Magic 8-Ball. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Baz Francis can be found everywhere. or put in Baz, B-A-Z, Francis, you know, well, you'll spell F-R-A-N-C-I-S, and then Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E, just like the city of Duarte, California.
Very much like it.
Yes, and he's from Jolio, England. We love him very much. He's a brother to us.
He's a very nice young man.
He's not just a friend, he's family.
Very nice young man.
He has elevated himself to that status. With good reason.
He's a beautiful individual.
Amazing. And say hello to Andrea for us. We miss her.
I shall do. And give my...
I'm glad that you're all doing well. And I can't wait for you to get back to Los Angeles, of course. Check out all of his music. Where can people find your music? Like, just like go on with SoundCloud or...
Magic Cat Records on Facebook. And they can order the CDs through that, or iTunes or Spotify.
Okay, awesome. Go check out his music. Any of his forms are amazing. So check out the music. You're going to love it. You've been watching and or listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio with your host, Jenny and the Muse. Check us out every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And starting Saturday, I will be on vacation for 2 weeks. I'm leaving this Saturday and 3 days to go to Maine. I will be doing interviews there. God help you all. I will be in doing interviews with my friends, fellow radio personality in Monticello, Maine, I believe it is Jason Hill this coming Wednesday on October 21st. And then, of course, Wednesday, October 28th, we're going to have Greg Koster, which is a radio personality and has been for many years. But Greg's afternoon drive on WHOU 100.1 FM in Houlton, Maine, H-O-U-L-T-O-N. Check it out. That's where I am from. That's where I graduated high school from. Peace out. Love everybody. Hope everybody has a safe and wonderful week. Love you, Baz. We
love
will
you
see
too.
You Christmas time.
Yes, we
see
will.
You soon, guys.
Shout out to LA Talk Radio. We love you guys. Thank you for having us on for the last 3.5 years.
You're beautiful.
We appreciate you.
Thank
very
you
much. Love to everybody out there. We'll see you next Wednesday from Maine, bitches. Bye.
Gotta go.
Bye, boss. Bye, bye. Take care, guys. Love you.
Love you too.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.